spreading my legs and sitting back on his knees. His eyes looked down his body and straight between my legs, his nostrils flaring wildly. My hands go to his thighs, and I start moving them, caressing him slowly while leaning forward until his cock is right at my mouth. My tongue comes out and licks him. He hisses but doesn't move. God, I love the taste of him. Opening my mouth wide, I take him as deep as I can and lift one hand up to work his shaft while flicking the head of his dick with my tongue. I hum when I taste his salty essence, moving my other hand down and between my legs. I don't take my eyes off his, wanting him to see the pleasure I get from using my mouth on him. I also know what he looks like when he's about to come, and right now, as much as I love it, I want him inside me when he does. Removing my mouth with a loud pop, I start to crawl up his body. I've been waiting all day to give you my bad, Clayton Davis. I place my hands next to his head and lean down, placing my mouth close enough to his to feel his hot breath as he pants. My pussy glides against his erection, making me moan. You're going to sit there and let me give that to you. You're going to keep your back on the bed and let me take everything. I want to feel you so deep, Clayton.
Fuck yes,
he hisses. You gonna sit there and let me give you my bad while I love my husband?
Baby,
he breathes. I lift my hips, moving one hand to his abs, the other wrapping around his thickness, moving my body until he's kissing my entrance. I swirl the blunt tip around my wetness, moaning when he hits my clit. My head rolls while my body burns with need. Then I stop my hand and drop my hips, impaling myself on him. He shouts a deep grunt that turns into a low moan when I roll my hips again. We don't look away from each other as I begin to move, both our mouths open. Our heavy breathing fills the room. He lets me drive as I take his body, using my legs to pull my hips up and drop down. Each time he hits that sweet spot deep inside of me, I feel myself growing wetter and wetter. I won't last much longer. Feeling it build, my body trembles. Help me, I beg, moaning when he takes my hips in his strong hands and starts lifting me, pulling me down, and thrusting up from the bottom. My cries turn wild when he quickens the pace. I'm going to come, honey, I breathe, my vision getting hazy as fireworks start to explode behind my eyes. I clamp down on him and cry his name out, his own groan of completion echoing around us. I fall to his chest, sucking in air as my body comes back to earth. His heart thumps wildly against my cheek and I smile. I would have put money on us making another baby just now, but seeing that you took care of that weeks ago, I'll just enjoy the practice. He jolts under me, the hands that had been roaming my back stopping, and I lift up to look at him. His eyes are wide, happy, and wet.
You telling me that my baby is growing in there?
Yeah, honey, I sigh, tears slowly cascading down my face and landing on his chest.
You telling me I'm going to get more beauty from you?
I sniffle and nod.
Linny love,
he breathes, kissing me deep and quick. Are you happy? I ask, knowing he is, but still worried about my handsome husband.
God, yes.
Good, honey. I am too. So happy. Tate did a scan and said everything looks perfect. He frowns slightly.
Tate? Darling, how long have you known you were carrying my baby?
I shift, making both of us groan from the connection we haven't broken. A few weeks. I wasn't sure if it was a good time to tell you before now. His face gets soft, and I know I don't need to clarify. 3 weeks ago, the day I found out I was pregnant again, Clayton took a call from his brother, and after he said hello, he didn't speak again. Not during that call, or for hours and hours after. He ended his call, placed his phone on the counter, and walked out the back door. It wasn't until 4 in the morning that he came back. I listened from our bed while he moved through the house, seeing his shadow enter Harlow's room before coming into ours with her in his arms. He got into bed, made sure our girl was situated, and reached over to pull me into his chest. With my daughter's face close to mine, the heart of the most important man in both of our lives beating under us, he told me that his mother had passed away. I kept my mouth shut, but tightened my arm over his body. He didn't say anything else about it, just kissed my head, then Harlow's, before all three of us went to sleep. And until today, I hadn't been sure how to tell him that I was pregnant because I wasn't sure if he was handling his feelings over his mama.
I understand why you didn't tell me, but darling, you don't need to worry. I didn't have her in my life for a long time. I don't miss her. Haven't in a long time.
You haven't talked about it, though, Clayton. I've been so worried about where your head's been that I wasn't sure if it was a good time to tell you about the baby. He tightens his hold on me, and his lips form a tiny smile.
I let her go that night. I left because I didn't want her, even the thought of her, in our home with our daughter. The only thing I could think of, even now, is how anyone could walk away from their children. When I think of Harlow, there isn't anything I wouldn't do for her. I'd die for her, you, and any children we have. When I think of my mama now, the only thing that goes through my mind is how thankful I am that, because of her inability to love her children, I know I'll never be what she was. She didn't have what it took to cowboy up and live each day for someone else. But I do.
I've been so worried.
I know, darling, but I wasn't keeping it from you. I meant what I said. She doesn't have a place under this roof.
I nod, understanding what he's saying. Okay.
Okay.
His smile grows, teeth flashing, and the corners of his eyes crinkle.
You, Caroline Davis, are the best thing that happened to me.
I rock my hips, my happiness mirroring his. Ditto, honey. Ditto. His hands move from my hips to my lower belly.
Just when I think I couldn't love you more, you go and give me more beauty. Give me your mouth, baby, and let me love you slow this time so I can show you how much you giving me another baby means to me.
I squeal as he flips us and moan when he starts slowly gliding his hard length in and out of my body. He takes his sweet time, not breaking the steady rhythm he's built. His eyes hold mine, and his lips part only a breath above mine. I'm surrounded by and filled with the man that owns me, heart and soul, as he loves me slow and steady. My heart pounds against my chest, calling out to his, and with his name leaving my lips on a whisper, I tumble over the edge. Clayton follows me not even a minute later, turning our bodies, keeping us connected, and wrapping his strong arms around me.
Never dreamed that this existed. You fill me with so much, darling, that a lifetime will never be enough for me to repay that.
Far as I can tell, honey, it's me who gets filled to the brim. I reckon if we both keep trying to repay the other, there won't be a day that passes where we aren't riding high.
I'll love you forever and always, Lenny.
And I'll be loving you right back forever and always, Clayton. 15 years later. High on the hill located on the back end of Clayton and Caroline Davis's property, there isn't a face without a smile on it. The painful memories that used to haunt the three Davis children are a distant memory. Each in the arms of his or her spouse looks down from the gazebo that stood through 6 tornadoes over the years and only grown since the eldest Davis realized just how important this spot had become, not just to his wife, but to his family, as their children run, laugh, and love. There hasn't been a day that happiness didn't sound from the Davis property for the past 15 years. Clayton Davis looks from his 2 daughters over to his son, wrapping his arms a little tighter around his wife, knowing that without her, he wouldn't have this wonderful life. Glancing over his wife's head, Clayton takes a second to appreciate the same contentment-induced happiness on his brother's face. Maverick, not having missed the attention of his brother, turns to meet his gaze. Gone are the hard lines and stoic disposition. His wife made it impossible for him to keep his old flinty edge throughout the years. But it was with the birth of each of his children that whatever pain he had left inside of him vanished. With a year separating each of his four daughters, something inside of him changed forever. But it was when his son was placed in his arms that Maverick Davis finally found out what it was like to have the world. There are days when he wakes, the house still silent, and he's slammed with just how lucky he truly is. His heart swelling, his wife pressed tight to his side, and his house full of the children his wife blessed him with. Seeing what he feels on those days in his older brother's gaze, he smiles even wider. Both the Davis boys look to their left and down at their baby sister tucked tight to her husband's side. Her youngest son leans into his mother with his hand wrapped around her belt loop and her hand rubbing his raven-black hair. It was a long road for Quinn Montgomery and her husband to have the last of their four boys. She struggled through two miscarriages, but never gave up, knowing that they weren't whole. It was during those days that Quinn got quiet, and her smiles came less and less. When her husband delivered their last baby almost 6 years ago, she changed. Holding their miracle in her arms, Quinn had laughed so loud that her family heard her outside of her birthing room, her laughter sparking something in each of them that well and truly made them realize how far they had all come. And that's how Clayton and Caroline, Maverick and Leighton, and Quinn and Tate came home.
Cowboy Up, the Coming Home series, Book 3, was written by Harper Sloan and read by Jason Carpenter and Elizabeth Louise. Editing and post-production by Common Mode, Paul Fowley, Technical Director. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Cowboy Up, the Coming Home series, Book 3, is available in print from Pocket Books. Also available from Simon & Schuster Audio, Kiss My Boots, the Coming Home series, Book 2, by Harper Sloan, read by Jason Carpenter and Elizabeth Louise.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.